Let's start with a little meditation together. So get comfortable. And check in on the body and see if there are any places there that are tense or uncomfortable. Kind of breathe into that space. I know sometimes it's hard to understand what that means, but putting your attention there and relaxing. And as you breathe in, see if you can bring a sense of relaxation to your whole body. If we have trouble staying with our meditation objects, sometimes it's because we place our attention on it too soon in the process. And give the body and mind a chance to unwind and relax. And we've been doing this for several days, so you may not need so much of that right now. But when we're busy in ordinary life, then we may need extra time at the beginning to really settle. And you could even think of it as letting the breath or whatever meditation object you're using come to you. Regardless of what object it is, we want to establish mindfulness. Because regardless of whatever meditation we have, whether it's loving kindness or the other Brahmaviharas or mindfulness and investigation of the body or the using the breath, going into deep jhana, every stage has mindfulness, bright, aware, clear. And we're always, when we're mindful of something. If we're mindful of the breath, then we're not paying attention to a whole lot of other things. We have our mindfulness trained on the object. And even when you're out in the world, if you're making an intention to be mindful, notice what you're being mindful of. And there is that way of being open where the mindfulness is established right at the mind. Whatever comes in is observed right there. And there is a clarity about what is coming through. It's not floating, it's not dull. It's bright and clear, and there's also sampajanya, the wisdom, the knowing of what you're observing. What its qualities are. And we've let go of the liking and disliking. We've let go of the beautiful and the ugly. We're just present here and now. So if we put our attention on our breath, we're present with the breath and we know that we're breathing in or breathing out. Not something we usually are aware of. We're breathing all the time, but we aren't tuned in to whether it's an in-breath or it's an out-breath. But here we want to be aware of that, because it helps us focus and ground. And we have the relaxation and the attention. It's an interesting balance, bright and aware and relaxed. So So we're breathing in and we are aware that we're breathing in, and we're aware if that in-breath is short or it's long. Or you might say it's shallow or it's deep. And the same for the out-breath. And of course it changes. If we are relaxed and open, then the breath will change in quality on its own. Maybe it gets a little bit deeper and longer, or maybe not. What matters is the quality of our attention. And also our attitude. Can we love the breath, appreciate it, have that kindness, gentleness, and letting go right here with this experience, this breath, this body, this mind? You might find yourself smiling. It's a sweet opportunity to be able to become still. If we really take an interest in the breath, then it's not so likely that the mind will want to run away. Being calm and peaceful and patient. Whatever is arising is okay. We're present and aware of this breath. And then the Buddha instructed us to expand our awareness, kind of like opening the aperture of a camera, maybe, and taking in the whole body, being present with the whole body. Your sense of kindness and gentleness might expand along with that awareness, the whole body breathing, the breath as it comes in and expands the whole body, bringing fresh energy, a lightness, a coolness, or maybe it's a warmth, however it feels for you. And when the breath goes out, refreshing the body, taking away any residue. And then we breathe in, and we breathe out, fully present and aware of this whole body. And one way this next instruction can be translated is to tranquilize the body, the whole body, really relaxing, calming, bringing tranquility to the body. Now, some other things might already be happening, like tingling somewhere in the body, maybe the hands or the top of the head or somewhere else, or maybe some warmth or some light appearing or some sound which is soothing. This kind of feeling or sensation, the Buddha wanted us to pay attention to that and still be aware that we're breathing in and we're breathing out. Calm and relaxed. And if there is some sensation that you're aware of, what the Buddha would have called PT. And it can come in these different forms, but it's a joyfulness, kind of happiness. It might be subtle or it might be strong, but as we attend to it and appreciate it, it develops, it becomes more broadly sensed throughout the body until every hair follicle is filled with piti, every part of the body. And the channel could be through sound, that sound of silence, or it could be through sight and filling the mind with light, or it could be through the body sensations, or just a sense of joy, happiness, peace. Just fill your whole being. And at some point, what you're sensing might become more subtle, or it might have been fairly subtle all along, but still happy. A pleasant feeling. The Buddha would have categorized it as a pleasant, unworldly feeling. It just comes when you meditate or when you become really still. So the more intense version is PT, and the calmer version is Sukha. Not exciting, not rapturous, but truly sweet and pleasant. And then with this basis of pleasant feeling, the Buddha instructs us to be present with the mind, with the thoughts, with whatever is arising in the mind. The citta sankhara, formations in the mind. And then to calm those, to calm the activity of the mind. And we can do that with a mere suggestion, invitation. And then the Buddha said we should turn our attention to the mind itself, the state of the citta or the mood, maybe the backdrop of the mind. And at each stage, he says, still we're present with the in-breath and the out-breath. It's our anchor, it's our grounding. And then we know if the mind is affected by lust or not. We know if the mind is affected by aversion or not. We know if the mind is confused or deluded or not. Clear, calm, balanced, or not. Whatever the state of the mind, the mood of the mind, we're aware of it. Is it a distracted mind or a contracted mind. Or is the mind broad and expansive? And we breathe in and out, aware of that in-breath and out-breath and the state of the mind. And then we bring in some image or thought that gladdens the mind, that brings more joy to the mind, that brings more inspiration. Maybe it's thoughts of the Buddha or the Dhamma. Or someone who's helped you, like a spiritual teacher or the enlightened Sangha. Could reflect on your own generosity, your own virtue. You could reflect on any sense you have of the devas and their good qualities and how you have the same good qualities in whatever way that that's true. And bringing the mind up, turning up the light, turning up the warmth, the kindness, the happiness, the joy. It's the happy mind that goes into deep meditation. It's the happy mind that receives insight. However deep the mind goes, eventually it comes out, releases from that state. And then in that afterglow, we have a precious opportunity to reflect on the Dhamma. We can reflect on impermanence. Whatever is happening, it will change. When we really take that in, there's a fading away of our attachments to the world, to things. The craving becomes less, the clinging becomes less, and the peace increases, and the happiness increases. There's relief. There's a cessation of this craving and clinging. And we can reflect on how this appears in our experience. What it's like when we let go. When there's relinquishment. When there's freedom. Welcome to take a few minutes, stretch if you want to, use the restroom, whatever is good for your body and mind. And then we'll see what you think of that.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.